In 2005, from July to September of that year, three hurricanes struck the Gulf Coast of the United States, resulting in catastrophic damage and loss of life. The most active hurricane season in recorded history to date began on July the 5th, when Category 1 Cindy made landfall at Grand Isle, Louisiana. Cindy was then followed by Katrina on August the 29th, a Category 5 hurricane which weakened to a 3 before coming ashore, but nevertheless created a 30-foot storm surge which crippled New Orleans for weeks and devastated the Mississippi coastline, leaving $125 billion in damage and 1,833 people dead. Adding insult to injury, Category 3 Hurricane Rita struck near the border of Louisiana and Texas less than a month later, adding billions of dollars more damage to the area. Southern Baptist disaster relief teams from all across the United States worked tirelessly alongside volunteers from Samaritan's Purse and other disaster relief organizations to assist with a massive cleanup and recovery effort which extended well into 2006. In the spring of 2006, the call went out nationwide for assistance with rebuilding efforts for the thousands whose property had been damaged or destroyed. Over the next 4 years, I had the privilege to partner with some 75 mission volunteers committed to helping hurricane victims return to their homes after living for months in hotel rooms and FEMA trailers. From Gulfport, Mississippi to Galveston, Texas, these unselfish individuals donated their time, talents, money, sweat, and labor to reach out to people they didn't even know. The obvious question here is, what motivates people to drop whatever they're doing, travel 10 to 15 hours in trucks and vans, work from daylight till dark in 90-degree heat and 100% humidity, and sleep on an air mattress or a cot in a gymnasium with no air conditioning? The answer to that question is simple. It is spelled L-O-V-E. It's the love for Christ that manifests itself in showing love to others. In 1 John 3:16, the Apostle John asks, "Whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" Some of those we helped were Christians, but some were not. To these special mission volunteers, it didn't matter if those they served were believers or not. They demonstrated Christ's love irregardless. The love of Christ, which was in them, was their motivation for this selfless, Christ-like giving of themselves. Coupled with the understanding that when they served those in need, it was as if they were serving Christ himself, they sacrificially demonstrated Jesus' love to all those they helped. What a blessing to serve alongside men and women, boys and girls, filled with and motivated by the love of God. And one day, heaven will reveal those who came to Christ for salvation as a direct result of our willingness to reach out and serve others in His name. Someone once wrote, "We show God's love when we are willing to help others. We show His strength when we take on the task He gives us to do in ministering to them." Who can you reach out to today and demonstrate the love of Christ by offering a helping hand in their time of need? Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, please open our eyes to those around us who are in need. Open our hearts that we might show them your love, and open our hands so that we can provide the help they need. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening.